1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. When we repurpose this show for a best of later on, Craig, you might want to edit this part out, which is, I'll be at Yankee Doodle's restaurant Saturday, March 31st from noon to 2, signing the special edition vinyl picture disc and our CD. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Phil Hendry lunch specials at Yankee Doodle's. They're located at 21870 Victory Boulevard. For more information, go to philhendryshow.com. Something rather bizarre over the last 24 hours, a student said that a teacher taped his or her mouth shut. A Tustin substitute teacher was fired after allegedly taping shut the mouth of a first grade girl and threatening to tie the child up. Parent Teresa Rodriguez said her daughter Katie didn't want to go to class Monday because she said a man had taped her mouth with gray tape Friday and warned that he might tie her up. Rodriguez said her daughter was being disruptive in class. Tustin Unified School District officials said they fired the teacher Monday, and the matter is now being investigated by Tustin police, according to the police investigators. And this is really weird. Police and school officials refused to release the teacher's name. We take these matters very seriously, and we will not tolerate that type of behavior, district spokesman Mark Elliott said. Really weird, and talking about teaching and dealing with kids, especially kids that are disruptive, I think is important for a lot of parents. And Clara Bingham is a teacher at Joyful Union Congregation Middle School. She joins us on our newsmaker line from Bellflower, California. And Ms. Bingham, thank you for joining us this evening. And what do you do with a kid that is disruptive?
Well, Mr. Hendry, first of all, I think it has to be established if this child was ADD.
That's the first thing. I guess that's the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind. Is it an ADD kid? Is that the way you deal with someone?
Well, attention deficit disorder is very common, and it is very difficult to deal with. I don't know if this child had that.
What about medication for a kid? And we're not saying this kid had ADD, but if a kid is acting up, why tape its mouth shut?
Well, you can medicate the child, but you run the risk of stunting their creativity and their learning skills. An ADD child needs to be focused. They need to have their attention brought back to the task at hand. And the way you do that is with something that we in education call sensory redirection or skill redirection. When you are able to cut off one sense or one physical skill, you redirect attention.
All right, so suppose this teacher was dealing with an ADD kid. He gagged the kid with gray duct tape. Now, this parent is very upset. He also threatened to tie the kid up. And
well, I think he might have, if indeed that was the situation, I think he might have gone overboard. But the first thing you do as a teacher is you don't let a parent's disapproval stop you from doing what is the right thing. If this child was ADD, you do need to gag the child in some way, or you do need to blindfold the child. Somehow you have to redirect that child's attention. The last thing that I would worry about is how a parent is going to react, because if I have a child that is disrupting my class, I do have to go for some kind of a blindfold or gag, some kind of a restraint.
Well, when you say that they shouldn't have put tape over her mouth, and you say blindfolding and restraining is the way to redirect the attention of a kid who is ADD, you're going to have to deal with the parents on something like that, aren't you?
You know, parents are very interesting. I think a skillful teacher can deal with a parent. I think you can make it appear as if you're interested in what they're saying. You can make it appear as if what they have to say is important. Of course, you have to be interested. But most of what parents say when it comes to education, not necessarily the well-being of their child, but education, most of what they have to say is not very informed. What I would do with a child like this is I would gag her. I would use an eraser. I would not use tape. You can tape an eraser inside the mouth and use scotch tape.
So then you would gag the kid?
I don't think gagging the child was wrong. I think that the use of tape was wrong. I think you can use an eraser, which is soft. You can use one of the children's socks if the child continues to be disruptive. I have known teachers, I am not recommending this, but I have known teachers who've had to use underwear, either their own or the child's. You gag the child with this.
So you're gagging a kid with underwear, and you're saying...
When you have a classroom, Ms. Henry, of 20 or 25 children, you can't bow to the will of one child who's acting out. and you have to do something. And with an ADD child, gagging or blindfolding.
And when you got a parent who comes to you, as this parent I'm sure is going to go to this teacher, or as this parent went to this school district and says, I don't like the way my child is being treated.
Well, first of all, we are a private school, so we don't have to pay attention to anything a parent says necessarily. And the same should be true of public schools. But the basic educational model and philosophy that all schools go by is that parents should just have the education, just leave it to the professionals. We do have PTA, we have PTOs. I do encourage parent-teacher conferences, but that is a way to quiet down some of the more ignorant parents that think they're going to run my curriculum. And so I feign interest, and I'll nod my head, and I pretend like I care what they're saying.
All right, so in other words, you're blowing off the parents. You're going out and doing what you want to do.
Because I'm the educator.
Okay.
And if you blindfold a child and their senses are redirected, their hearing becomes more acute, then they listen to you. So gag the child, blindfold the child, and then this child, obviously the progeny of some very ignorant parents, will open up her ears and listen to what you have to say. And that is the most important thing.
I think it's significant, though, Ms. Bingham, that you're saying what the parents have to say.
It's not that it's not important.
But what you're saying, what they have to say, isn't important.
Well, we're a private school. And we can say all private schools do not have to listen to what the parent. They can take their child and get out of the school. But I know how parents are with private schools. They want to get into private schools. They don't want to be in the overloaded public school system. As a result, we take these children into the private school system, and we will do what's best for our class, and we'll do what's best for the child. We're not going to be dictated to by some parents, because the parents, if they know what's best for them, will keep their mouths shut.
It sounds like a threat.
I'm sorry?
This all sounds very threatening.
Well, but that's the reason why they have the child and the parent in a private school in the first place.
Keep their mouths shut. You know, we have our kids. I was raised in private schools, and I would imagine if a teacher did something.
If a teacher did something that your parents didn't agree with.
Yeah, but if a teacher did something that they thought my parents thought was destructive, they got a right to say something.
You can say whatever you want, but the bottom line is parents should not stick their noses into the curriculum of the teacher. This is what's ruining education. If I need to gag a child, blindfold a child, restrain the child with nylons, whatever I need to do because that child is ADD and disrupting the class, I will do that.
All right. Well, you're hearing it there. Clara Bingham, she's a middle school teacher from Joyful Union Congregation. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, reacting to a teacher who taped the mouth of a first grader shut because I guess the kid wouldn't stop talking. Although we're not saying that kid was ADD specifically. You are suspecting that this might have something to do with ADD?
Well, it's my opinion when a child is acting out, 9 times out of 10 she has ADD. I do not believe in medication.
You do? You don't medicate. You believe in what's called attention redirection?
The model that we use is called the redirection, sensory redirection, whereby you gag the child, you blindfold the child, you sit the child down, and the hearing becomes enhanced. And it does very well.
How many parents do you have to deal with in a month or in a week who are challenging you, who don't like your curriculum, who don't like the way you deal with kids, that kind of thing?
Well, I guess I'm part of the new breed, and I just say, I'm the teacher, you're not. I'm the professional, you're not. Yes, thank you very much. I'm very happy that you have interest in your child's schooling, but please don't misunderstand me. You are not going to tell me what to do in my classroom.
And if the mother of this kid came to you, what would you say? If the mother of the child in Tustin came to you and said, I don't like you taping my kid's mouth shut, what would you say?
Well, I would say that's very interesting. And a variation, I guess, on don't let the screen door hit your rear end on the way out. You know, in other words...
I mean, but seriously, what would you say?
I would be very, very professional, Mr. Henry, but I would say don't let the screen door hit you on your way out. You don't tell me what to do. No parent tells me what to do in my classroom. And no parent should tell a teacher what to do in her classroom. And I guess if I could say something to your listeners right now, all you parents out there, just keep your nose out of my classroom. Keep your nose in your own turd pile. And we'll spray that. We'll spray some Glade in our bathroom and everything will be all right.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Wow. Keep your nose out of our turd pile, or we'll spray Glade in our own bathroom. 1-800-449-8686. Clara Bingham is a middle school teacher. We're talking about this kid who had her mouth taped shut by the teacher. The teacher got fired. As far as it sounds to me, as far as she's concerned, you don't tell a teacher what to do in their own classroom. And she's talking about kids who may be ADD. She regularly tapes their mouths shut, regularly restrains them, regularly puts gags in their mouths. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. I want to thank my wife Maria for bringing me that salad from Whole Foods. Or is that another cheap way of bringing my family into the show to make it seem like I'm more human? Anyway, 1-800-449-8686 on the line is Clara Bingham. She's a middle school teacher at Joyful Union Congregation Middle School. There was a child who had her mouth taped shut at a school in Tustin. The teacher was fired. You're saying, Ms. Bingham, that that is a one way, at least, to deal with an ADD child, if this child is indeed ADD?
I don't know whether the child is or not. I'm saying that teacher should never have been fired because that teacher was doing what is a standard sensory redirection, and that is to gag the child. Now, you gag the child with whatever you have at hand, whether it be an eraser or sometimes I have seen a shoe placed in the child's mouth and then secured with the fan belt from a car. Because that's all that you have. And as a teacher, you do have to react to these situations.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Spencer, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Ms. Bingham has got to be off her rocker.
Well, I'm a teacher. I don't know what you do for a living, but I'm a teacher, and I take my job very seriously.
I take my job very seriously, too. I'm a truck driver.
Well, I am not trying to tell you how to drive a truck.
And I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Okay, I have ADD. I grew up with it. And I had a teacher by the name of Mrs. Coleman in the Wisconsin School District. And let me tell you, she sat there, and Wisconsin set up a program for ADD students where one teacher tackled seven students and taught them. And that's the way to deal with an ADD child.
Well, I don't know.
Give them a little one-on-one attention.
Well, that may
well be. But I'll tell you this right now, Ms. Bingham.
There's no way that we can prove she was successful. You say you're a truck driver, but I don't know your criminal record. I don't.
Well, why can't we assume the guy doesn't have a criminal record?
I don't know.
I do not have a criminal record. Ma'am, I am 25 years old. Let's set the record straight. I'm 25 years old.
You're ADD. Is that correct?
I have full ADD.
Now,
ADHD.
Have you ever been gagged, bound? Have you ever been restrained?
Never.
Did you ever? You never spent any time with a ball gag in your mouth or anything like that?
Never.
Did you ever see? Did you ever see the film Pulp Fiction?
Yes, I did.
All right. You remember the ball gag that black man had in his mouth?
Yes, I do.
That is the standard ball gag that we use.
Okay.
What are
you
talking? Wait. Are you talking about the black guy that was raped?
Mr. Henry, I'm not saying.
Sexual device. That
yeah.
Ball gag
thank
has
you.
Always been a sexual device.
Thank you very much.
No, you are wrong.
Wait a second. You're putting a ball gag in these kids' mouths?
Can I say something?
Go ahead, sir.
Ma'am, I'm going to tell you this right now. I own a beautiful home of my own. I'm 25 years old. I make $60,000 a year. I may have dropped out of school because I had emotional problems in my family, but I went back. I got an ADHD.
See, this is the thing with ADD. Your HDAD?
My high school equivalency diploma.
You got an ADHD high school equivalency. I don't understand that.
You got your high school equivalency diploma. Go ahead.
I got my high school equivalency diploma, and not only did I obtain it, I graduated. I finished my testing.
What? Huh? See, I'm doing that on purpose, Spencer. I want to see how well you can follow me.
I'm listening to you.
All right, go ahead. Go on.
All right. Yeah. I finished my test high schooling. I finished was supposed to be 6 months.
Why are you doing that? Spencer, hold on. Spencer, hold on. Why are you doing that?
I want to see if he can retain his attention on what he's saying.
He's doing fine. Go ahead, Spencer. Go ahead.
I've overcome my ADD. I finished a six-month course. In 6 weeks, I finished my course.
Hold on, hold. Yes, sir. Very
good. I finished my course in 6 weeks.
Right.
Which was a 6-month course. I have not only did I do my written exam that we had to do, which was an essay, I completed
something else
that
people
thing.
Who have ADD do. They just
and
go
I,
on and on about
I,
things
my
nobody cares about.
Was the third highest in the state
That's
and
great.
The first highest in my
and,
county.
And how many pubic hairs did you pull
now,
out of your underwear this morning?
I
okay.
have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
My teacher that I had
yeah, keep going.
Gave me
Holy
the
geez.
Most attention. I worked out perfect. And you know what? I have no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've never
well,
been
you know,
gagged.
Spencer,
I've
you,
never been bound.
You
I guarantee you this.
You
I heard you say
up.
Something about putting underwear in a kid's mouth. Someone ever, male, female, I don't care. They put someone's underwear in my kid's mouth, that's sexual assault,
now,
and
Spencer,
I will have charges filed.
Now, Spencer, you have to understand something, all right, because I know you're having a hard time concentrating, but you have to hear me, that you have to use whatever is at hand. The child would not be quiet. I had nothing but my own underwear. I had to take my underwear off, and I can tell you that was absolutely embarrassing for me.
Good.
You took your underwear off.
You should be charged with sexual assault.
That has absolutely nothing to do with sex. I am offended that you would say that.
Good.
It was trying to restrain a child that was ADD.
And you had nothing else to use but your own underwear.
That was the first thing that came into my mind. Take your underwear off, Clara. Stick it in the kid's mouth. Get him to shut up.
That is disgusting.
And
that is a way you can distribute sexually transmitted diseases. Now, I'm not saying you are
Spencer,
active in sexual stuff that you get to sexually transmit.
Spencer, I have to tell you this. Listening to you talk the last 10 minutes, I had the desire to pull my underwear off and jam it in your mouth because you were just going on and on. I removed my pad before I stuck it in his mouth.
Oh, God!
What? Ms. Bingham, if I could do it, I would have you brought up on charges right now. You cannot do that. The menstrual cycle of a woman contains blood, which you cannot and will not ever, especially in the state of California, transmit on purpose to another person's body without a medical degree and a dang doctor
are you
to
married?
Do it.
All right, Spencer, let me ask you, are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right, how does your wife get you to shut up?
How does she get me to shut up?
Yes.
I don't get going like this because my wife would never stick her underwear in my damn mouth.
Well, maybe she would. Well, I'll tell you right now. When you are in a classroom situation, all right, you have to think fast. You have to. Did you ever see the TV show MacGyver? You got to be MacGyver.
You know what?
And I didn't know the menstrual cycle contained blood. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, come on.
If you don't know that menstrual cycles contains blood, you don't belong being a teacher because the menstrual cycle is 100% blood.
Well, I knew it had something, you know, it was...
That is 100% red blood cell.
Absolutely sure.
Yes! Even I know that, and I've never had a menstrual cycle.
Jesus Christ, I'm ADD, and I know that.
Did you say you're ADD or you're HDAD?
I'm
ADD.
All right, thank you very much, Spencer. You did very well, even though she was trying to knock you off course there. You were purposely trying to do that, weren't you?
You have to do that with an ADHD or ADD child. You have to see if their attention is there. And you
Now all that stuff about how you didn't know there was blood in a mint. Why are we talking about this?
Mr. Henry did not bring it up. Your caller brought this up and intimated that there were sexual reasons for what I did, and I find that to be very wholly defamatory and slanderous.
All right. I you can't use underwear to gag a kid. I don't care who you are. Here is Trish on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Well, I'm a mom from the same school district, and as far as I can tell so far from the reports from the same school, and
do
I
you
just
feel,
want to say that,
does that make you feel big?
Yeah, it makes me feel real big.
You feel real big calling up a talk show and saying, my kid's in the same school district.
Well, actually, I was calling because I've had problems with the same school district and have had to go down there and bitch out the school district before.
Oh, that's interesting. So you, school district in Tustin, California?
Yes.
Phil, I would say to a parent like this, leave the teaching to the teachers. If you knew anything about teaching, you would be homeschooling your child. And to have you go down to the school district and start running your yap, we have better things to do.
Oh,
right,
I'm sure
Trish?
You do.
Okay.
Like
so,
maybe, you know,
stay home, watch
yourself.
A little Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, bug off.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Makes you feel big. It's the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We have Clara Bingham, who is a substitute teacher, as a guest on a Newsmaker line. She is a substitute teacher at Joyful Union Congregation. We're talking about a kid that had her mouth taped shut by a teacher in a school in Tustin yesterday. This child apparently was acting up or misbehaving or whatever it is that caused the problem. The teacher taped the child's mouth shut with, I guess, some kind of a gray tape, which I would... Maybe it's that gray duct tape, and the teacher also threatened to have the child tied up. Ms. Bingham, what you've been saying basically is that you agree with what this teacher did, at least in theory. You don't agree with using tape.
I don't agree with tape, Mr. Henry, because I think it could be injurious, yes.
But you have gone so far as to say that you have gagged ADD students and AHDH students with your underwear.
Because, and I noticed that a lot of people are focusing on that, because that was what the only thing that I had. And again, you have to be adaptable in the classroom. And if I had to slide, and believe me, it was not a great day when I had to pull my own underwear.
Okay, we've lost the, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was saying it was not a great day when I had to pull my own underwear off and put it in that child's mouth. I would have rather been anywhere but there. But I had to get this child to shut up and get the class under control.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is David on the Phil Henry Show. David?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Clara, you're nuts. I mean, I have a child that is ADHD.
Oh, I think that's another parent that's going to tell me how to teach.
I'm not teaching
you. Here is something that I think needs to be said.
I'm not telling you how to teach. I'm telling you how to deal with it.
Parents don't know how to teach.
My son is 13 years old.
Teachers don't know.
You want to talk over each other?
Well,
you tell me you're an educator?
I'm not going to have you tell me how to do my job.
I didn't tell you. I said you're a kook. If you clarify that it's not your method of education, then that's your problem, not mine.
Let's talk about what kind of a father you are. Maybe I'll call you a kook.
But what you do, you pull your panties off and stick them in kids' mouths. My son is ADHD, and he dances ballet, he dances jazz, and they have told us that he has the grace of Brishnikov and the moves of Patrick Swayze. Now, we had to deal with it. We had to turn
around call yourself
and
a good
understand
father.
How to deal with it. We didn't pull our underwear off and stick it in our kid's mouth.
I'd like to ask you a question.
We put him in a direction where he needs to go in the right way.
I'd like to ask you a question, David. You say you have a son who dances ballet.
Yeah.
And you're proud of that?
I am damn proud of it.
Well, okay, I think...
How many NFL players have taken ballet? Since you're an educator, you tell me.
You know, son, I don't know anything about those overgrown pituitary
morons. But you're an educator. You're an educator. Those morons
I don't follow those morons.
To.
They're all
those
idiots.
Those morons are looked up to more than you'll ever be.
I'm not following those idiots. I teach children how to deal in the world. And you got a boy that's dancing jazz.
Putting your underwear in their mouth?
Well, all right, you have me putting my underwear in someone's mouth, and you have a kid who looks like Patrick Swayze. I'll take me. I'll take my life.
Wait a second. He didn't say look like Patrick Swayze. He says he dances like him.
Same difference.
Oh, same difference?
I don't think there's anything different.
You pay the $150 to go see him one day. We'll see who the educator is.
Well, you know, David,
we have to deal with it.
I don't know what's the difference between your boy dancing like Patrick Swayze or me stuffing underwear in someone's mouth.
Because
I don't know which is the bigger crime.
Him, because he has ADHD, we had to direct him the way that he knows how. When he was diagnosed, was by a pediatrician.
But I think
has more of an education than you do.
Well, you know something, if you cleared up that boy's
underwear in his mouth.
Well, if you cleared up that boy's ADHD, he would go
in. We didn't clear it up. We know how to deal with it.
If you were dealing with it right, he'd be playing in the National Football League. He wouldn't be dancing like some Russian, you know the fag thing. I mean,
come on. Freaking.
Oh, you laughing about
that? Are you an educator?
I'm an educator, yeah.
You're an educator?
You said your son dances like John Cameron Swayze, and he has been dead for 13...
Not John Cameron Swayze, Patrick Swayze.
I had never seen John Cameron Swayze dance.
No, because he was a newsman. You wouldn't.
What did you want, David? You know, and you got a boy who dances like Brishnikov.
Look, there's nothing wrong with a young man taking ballet. Thank God, David, you have a son who's going into that art form, because it you know, regenerates, and there are more kids that get interested in it, and we've got kids who actually want to do that, okay?
Look, I knew a guy who looked like John Cameron Swayze, but that didn't really do anything for me either.
And did you stick your underwear in his mouth?
Well, you know something? If I got the job done, yes, I would. And, David, I will tell you this, and I don't mean any offense, but since you got on the line, I've had a powerful desire to shove my underwear in your mouth.
And all right, well, none of this is going to – thank you for your call. None of this – this argumentation is not going to – in my opinion, I don't think it's going to solve anything. Mary on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Phil, hey, I'm passing through Tampa, and I'm listening to this lady, and, you know, for the first minute, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, this whole idea of doing this to children, even though you think you know how to deal with an ADD kid.
I am the educator. You are not, Mr. Henry, and none of the people.
You know what,
lady?
Let me tell you something. You are an absolute threat to society, okay? Let me tell you something. I am telling you right now, you are not even worthy. You are past Jerry Springer, okay? You are off the friggin' chart.
Well, I'm not here for your entertainment, Mary.
No,
I'm here
let me tell you something.
Children, all right?
You're sitting there and you are putting down these
derby,
people
and
everything else.
Derby,
I cannot believe that you are employable. I cannot believe that you are employable. Okay? And I am telling you right now that after you use your constitutional right of speaking, freedom of speech, I hope to God that Monday morning or tomorrow morning you don't have a friggin' job. Because I'll tell you what, if I had a
kid, they would not be. Okay, Mary, hold on. All right, everybody's talking over. What were you saying? We got to have people have dialogue, okay?
No, I'm happy to let the lady talk, Phil. I just wanted to ask her what brand of wrestling she liked, WCW or WWF.
Because
SmackDown's on at 9.
Mary, are you there? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, what did she? She just asked you a question.
She'll have to repeat it. I had to turn down the radio.
Well, that's what. See the kind of dumbass you are. You don't even know how to get on a
telephone.
What a
dumbass.
You
bring
know, I'd
it
like
on,
to take, I'd like to take my panties off. Take my panties off and shove in your mouth.
Owner.
A
okay.
Business owner, what?
I am
the little general
owner,
down at the corner?
I am educated,
stop
and
go,
I treat
don't do
people
it. Right.
As they deserve
sipping
to be treated.
Sipping gas isn't what I call a
do
business owner.
Do you believe in God?
Right?
Do you believe in God?
No, I don't. I don't believe in God.
Oh,
I think that's jive
there's
ass.
The root of the problem.
I think God's
okay?
Jive ass. I think
I
that's
am
a
not
white
preaching,
man's invention.
But there's the root of the problem.
Well, that's a white man's invention, okay? The black man doesn't buy that jive ass about God. Now,
black
Mary, what I would
man,
say is,
you are the
I would
problem.
Take my underwear and shove it in your mouth. I'd
with
love to see you with a ball
today.
Gag in your
people
mouth.
People like you
and
are
you know
the problem
Mary?
In society today. You are a danger
when that black
to
man
society.
Got, I think it should have been you.
And as far as I'm concerned,
like
you
right
should be
now,
put
your
away
husband never put you
in
on your
insane
hands
asylum
and knees. I'd like,
and
to
throw
see that.
Away the friggin' key, lady.
I teach a joyful
you are a sick,
warped
woman.
Well, you live in a trailer.
Thank you for your time. I cannot
all right, Mary, well.
Well,
very
you know something, Mary? I'm putting my underwear in your husband's mouth. What do you think of that?
You know what?
Yeah,
he
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
give you
yeah,
the
yeah,
satisfaction,
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, got you on that one,
he
didn't I?
He wouldn't give you the satisfaction.
Yeah. Well, yes, he would. Oh, yes,
oh,
because
no,
he already
he
did.
Oh, no,
yes,
he
did.
Wouldn't, lady.
All right, is his name Ray?
Kind of sick,
is your husband's name?
Sexually perverse, warped mind
is,
you have.
Is your husband's
okay?
Name Ray?
Good day.
Is your husband's name Bob?
Go get yourself some help.
All
and
right.
If there's anybody from the
tell
school board
give
that's
my underwear back.
To this show, they better get her out of there for the sake of the children.
Well, I tell you, Mary, right now, your husband better send me my underwear back. And he needs to shave, too.
Okay.
You always don't do that with every character. Every time they say something funny, you go, okay. I always notice that about you. That's really funny.
You listen to my show?
Every day. I love it so very deeply. And after I ball gag a kid, I turn on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, would you mind doing a promo for my show?
Not at all.
Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm Clara Bingham. I'm a teacher at Joyful Union Congregation. And after a tough day ball gagging kids in the mouth, I listen to Phil Henry, and I have myself a tall boy.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So cart that one up, will you, man, for Monday? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, and I'm your pal, Phil, 247 pounds, your fat pal. But 19 pounds I've lost in a month. And here's an interesting fact from my life, and I think you'll dig this. You guys who are tubs of guts like me, you'll really get a kick out of this. We have home delivery at our house of milk, eggs, butter, yogurt, and bread. We get home delivery. When you got four kids, it really, or at least I thought that it made a big difference to have home delivery because the kids are drinking the milk, and we would run through a lot of milk during the week. And we would need milk because the kids need it for cereal or whatever, you know. And we had big gallons of milk that we'd be running through it. We finally got home delivery. So the milk company comes, and they deliver the milk to us, and there it is. Now suddenly, cut to Phil going on his Weight Watchers diet. And something odd has happened. The guy comes every week to put milk in the refrigerator, and there's still 6 gallons of milk in there. And he comes to put the cheese and the creams and the yogurts, and there's no room because we haven't used all of it. Now, we get 1, 2, 3, 4. We get 3 gallons a week. We get 3 gallons a week. It turns out the kids of those 3 gallons were drinking about a half a gallon of it. I was drinking the rest. So Fatso here, when I went on my diet, suddenly we got to cut our delivery in half. So it turns out the fat slob that was drinking most of the milk, eating most of the cheese, eating most of the bread, eating most of the butter, eating most of the yogurt, having most of the crew, was me. And, you know, that alone, you cut that crap out of your diet, you'll drop 30 pounds like that. Just cut milk and cheese and that crap. We used to have big bricks of sharp cheddar cheese. I'll tell you something right now. I love sharp cheddar cheese. I mean, I freaking love it. A good aged sharp ass cheddar cheese. I don't eat it anymore because cheese to me is lower colon death plus 6. Big globs of fat and points. Yeah, on Weight Watchers. Hey, Phil, what's that brick of cheddar on Weight Watchers? Oh, that's only about 56. Unfortunately, in other words, I get 33. Oh, no, I got 29 points a day. If I were to have one slice of cheddar cheese, there's 38 points. So I got to eat that, and, you know, I bet you that slice of cheddar cheese is about 20. So I have one slice of cheddar cheese, and then I get the rest in whatever the hell, wheat germ or something for the day. Can you dig that? Nothing will illustrate the point more to you when you go on a diet, when you start, you know, and I know you hate the word diet. And I do too, but when you start to readjust how you eat and you see stuff sitting in your icebox that doesn't get eaten, when you do this Weight Watchers thing, and by the way, how many times am I going to plug Weight Watchers and not be paid for it? How many times am I going to sit here and talk about how great the program is and finally come clean and say, I never paid to be a member, I haven't gone to one stinking meeting, and I never will. I kyped all the information from my lovely wife, Maria. All right, free stuff for Maria. So in other words, what I'm doing is, Maria came home and she was on this Weight Watchers and it's kicking butt for her and she's losing weight and she's looking gorgeous and I'm calling her Skinny Minnie. And so I started doing it. She had to pay for her. We got 2 for 1. We got 2 for 1 on Weight Watchers. So maybe there's somebody at Weight Watchers saying, well, I'm not going to buy any airtime on the Phil Hendry Show because, listen to me, snoring for airtime buys. It's horrible. I don't care. You don't have to buy time. I talk about stuff I believe in. You want to be cheap? You want to be a cheap creep? I'll give an example. Well, this isn't a... Well, let me just say this. One of the cats for Bristol Farms is going to come in and watch the show next week. Guy's a big fan. And I know that probably this show isn't the kind of show that he's going to want to put a Bristol Farms ad in because it's, you know... But he better show up here with a basket full of, like, sausages. And I mean, you know, I can't eat the sausage, but I got, you know, something, you know, some good coffee, anything from this thing. Guy from Bristol. Did I tell you about that, honey? Bristol Farm guy is coming in next week to watch the show. What do you want? Because we're not letting him through the door unless we get, champagne and some of that $86,000 an ounce caviar that you got. How about that? My lovely wife Maria's here. You want to say hi to anybody? Well, we don't have time.
I find you an absolutely appalling human being.
Are you an American
and
citizen?
I am an American citizen.
Now, what's with the accent?
I have been an American citizen for 40 years.
What's with the accent?
The accent is British.
Well,
and at least
well,
I speak
well.
Politely.
I knew that I could stay.
I'm sure you did,
enough.
But you are a disgusting human
yes.
being. I hope that you, your wife,
you
and your
the...
children never get leukemia, and that people won't freak out when they see you.
I agree
I
with that.
I think they would freak out if they heard you speak. Because your language is appalling.
My language?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to protect Jim Carrey from the possibility of a psychotic episode.
Then if he gets a psychotic episode, he shouldn't be at the Academy Awards because there will be people there probably with worse diseases like AIDS. And maybe you should speak to Elizabeth Taylor.
See that. You
and
can't.
Maybe you should phone
you
Julia Roberts or give them 2 tickets. I'm
typical
sure there
grit.
Are people who would give them 2 tickets.
So,
and
what
I hope
getting
your
here,
restaurant goes down
Mary,
the drain.
What I'm getting here is a typical
goes
British attitude.
The drain
you're better than Americans. You always, you Brits are all the same.
Yeah,
you're all better than us. Huh?
No, we are not better than you
no,
because
you're
an American citizen foremost. Okay? And furthermore,
well,
I would say
that
I'm a better quality American citizen than you are.
Ma'am,
because
I have a business.
You are the dregs.
I employ
absolute
people.
Absolute dregs.
How am
and
I the dregs?
And I hope that you're... And as for gorgonzola and blue cheese combined, that is so revolting, I feel like throwing up immediately.
That is the... Now, that is slanderous. And I have legal recourse.
Well, wait a minute. She's got a point. Try eating gorgonzola and blue cheese, and your breath could take paint off of cars.
How dare
and furthermore,
you.
If How you go to the Academy Awards having eaten that, you would give this man, Mr. Carey, more than a nervous breakdown. He'd die on the spot.
Aren't you funny?
I certainly
Aren't
am.
You funny?
I'm funnier than you are, man.
Well, you know something? I'll tell you this much, Barry. If you're a doctor, you realize that a man thrown into a psychotic episode from seeing the two leukemia kids, Mr. Henry, is liable.
People, millions of people dying of cancer in this country, and you are really despicable.
You
know, deserve to have it, man.
You know, I really
you
like you talking to me about breath. You know,
and I hope you're as bald as a billiard ball.
You know, I really love the British telling me about breath, Phil. Have you ever smelled somebody after they've eaten a kidney pie?
Oh, come on. Grow up. I told you about...
If you could put on a decent steak and kidney pie in your restaurant, maybe you wouldn't be going bankrupt.
Why don't you go have another boiled piece of meat, okay? We fry,
yeah.
we grill
but
ours and boil ours, all right?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Look at the...
Are
look
you
at,
Irish?
I beg your
Mr.
pardon?
Bell?
Look at... Ma'am, you're British. Don't tell me about cooking, please. You're in over your head, all right? We
well,
do barbecue.
I think
you're in
sir,
over
you haven't
head.
Been there for a long time.
I met a beautiful lady there, and
your
I took her home.
Your little Beverly Hills restaurant's going to go down the tube real fast.
I got the scent of kidney pie in her breath, and I threw her out the door.
When they take the 2 tickets off the tree, they'll take 2 lousy baked potatoes with them.
Now that hurts.
Yeah, well, it ought to hurt.
I hope that you're hurting real good. Because I would
say
if your food's like you, it's poison. Cheerio.
Thank you.
Oh, cheerio. And they always end with that cereal reference. That's what pisses me off.
What?
With the cheerio thing.
That's not a cereal reference. That's a...
Cheerios is not a cereal. Is that what it...
Yes, it's a cereal, but they don't say it because it's a cereal. It's a thing that they say. What an idiot.
Oh, here we go telling me...
Well, don't you know that? They end with a cereal reference.
Right. So in other words, you don't see in America goodbye, you know, shredded wheat.
Phil Henry.
When I woke up this morning.